And when they entered that house, notice they didn't fool with them outside the house. Anybody here? I said, when that sound entered the house, it went in the house, didn't fool with none of them, because they didn't go in there. When the sound went in the house, the outside spectators saw him come out the house. And the action they took, hallelujah, attracted the, whatever they were doing. I don't know what they were drinking, partying. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they were eating, feasting. But it really, are y'all listening to me today? It really got their attention because the Bible says later on in that chapter, the same day, what? The same day, this is just 120 people. What you think we could do? Right here in this church. If everybody will receive, everybody would yield, everybody would respond to the Holy Spirit. That's what they did. It was 120. And the Bible says that crowd came running to them. They didn't run to the crowd. They was just out in the street having a good time. They were dancing. They were shouting. Hallelujah. And finally, when the crowd, when they quieted down, Peter could preach. Anybody in the house? I sure wish I could get me a witness. Everybody, y'all make me think I'm in foreign land. Huh? And when the final little crowd come down, when they come down, the crowd were there. And they started giving out their opinion. Boy, they must have gotten some new wine. They drunk. Oh, how right they were. But they were not drunk on what they were, what they thought they were drunk on. And then others began to poke fun at them. Hallelujah. But before that day was over, what happened? The Bible says there were 3,000 more had joined that 120. That same day. Hallelujah. And then, if you follow the scripture on, they began to live and testify of the risen Savior. And they began to be persecuted, taken by leaders that's supposed to be religious folks. And that's what they were, religious folks. Bringing them into council, trying to, and they did threaten them and told them to shut up, hush. Don't you say anything anymore about this dead Christ. But Peter and the rest of them assured them, he's risen. And to prove to you that he's risen, this man that had never walked, he was above 40 years old. This man had never walked, was doing his regular routine, is coming, and they placed him where? At the beautiful gate. Yeah. Where people were entering into the temple. This time, Peter and John had something. Yeah. Mm. Hallelujah. This dead Christ, they were trying to make them be quiet about. Peter and John know he was a risen Christ. Yeah. And so he said to the lame man that never walked before in his life. Can you imagine being 40 years old and never walk? Somebody have to carry you everywhere you go. But glory be to God, Peter said, silver and gold is what you want me to give you. I don't have that. But let me tell you what I do have. In the name of Jesus. Christ of Nazareth. You get up from there and walk. Hallelujah. And Peter stuck his hand out. And the Bible says when Peter and John hand touched the man's hand, he just didn't strain and struggle. He leaped. Hallelujah. And he started walking. and leaping and praising God. Glory to God. And all that stuff that had him bound, all that stuff that Satan used to try to control him, he was free of it. His limb that didn't work was working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The strength that he didn't have to carry himself, now he got it. I'm telling you, if you want to get free and not be afraid of what's coming on the earth, hallelujah, I come to tell you, Satan can't bring anything on this earth to cancel out what God has done for you in Christ. Get full of the word. Get full of the spirit. Live the spirit for your life. And you'll find the flesh will not rule you in life. Demon will not rule you. An ultimate lifestyle will not rule you. Poverty will not rule you. You'll soar it above the sky. Or should I say, you'll soar it above the problem. You'll look down on them and they'll look so small till you can't hardly see them at all. Hallelujah. Because you're living a spirit filled life. What is a spirit filled life? Living, obeying, walking, and being led by the Spirit. How do I do that? I get saved. I get full of the Spirit. I find out what the Word says and do just what it says. Is that plain enough? I don't add anything to it. I don't take anything from it. I make it my daily study, my daily meditation, my daily consecration, my daily commitment to walk in the light of it. And all these things that the enemy try to put on you and hold you down through peoples or whoever, you just walk through them. Like Jesus walked through that crowd. They all fell backward. And Jesus walked through and kept going. Because the greater one is on the inside of you. I said the greater one is on the inside of you. Stir him up. Let him rise up on the inside of you. If you don't have him, say, I receive, Lord. I want him. I want him. Hallelujah. If you had him or you've been filled with him, he's still there. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to do what the word said. You don't let your tank get too low. Just lift your hands and say, I receive again, Lord. I receive again, Lord. See, that's the way you do it. I receive again. Fill me up. Fill me up till I overflow.